From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The defense rested its case today in the trial of John Allen Muhammad after taking only 3 hours for testimony from 5 witnesses. Muhammad and his alleged accomplice, Lee Boyd Malvo, are facing separate trials in connection with the sniper shootings in the Washington area last year. Tomorrow, in Malvo's trial, attorneys began their opening statements. NPR's Brian Naylor reports on today's events in the Muhammad trial in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
The defense's day began with the not unexpected denial by Judge Leroy Mallette of its motion to dismiss the charges against Muhammad. Attorneys had argued the state had failed to prove its case, that the so-called trigger man provision in Virginia law requires proof that Muhammad actually pulled the trigger, causing the death of 54-year-old Dean Myers. But with jurors out of the courtroom, Judge Mallette made it quite clear that in his eyes, the prosecution had shown Muhammad was guilty. As Mallette put it, I think the inference can be drawn that Malvo and Muhammad were not involved in random shootings, but purposeful shootings leading to extortion. Mallette continued, there is evidence to support that Mr. Muhammad was the principal instigator, whether the jury concludes so or not. Mallette also rejected the defense effort to dismiss the charge Muhammad committed terrorism under an untested Virginia law. Defense attorneys had said they expected to take 2 or 3 days to present their case, but after barely half a day of testimony, attorney Peter Greenspun introduced some photographs and documents into evidence and then announced to the judge, "With that, we rest our case." Defense attorneys appear to be already looking ahead to the sentencing phase of the trial in the event Muhammad is convicted. Prosecutors took 3 weeks to make their case, introducing a mountain of circumstantial evidence and over 130 witnesses they said linked Muhammad to 16 shootings. By comparison, the defense case was a model of brevity. It relied heavily on private detectives who presented evidence casting doubt on a handful of prosecution claims. Investigator John Nenna showed a photograph he took at a Bowie, Maryland intersection. A prosecution witness had testified he was at that intersection the morning 13-year-old Iron Brown was shot in front of his school. The witness said he saw Muhammad and Malvo together in a dark-colored Chevrolet Caprice, the sun streaming in their faces. But Nenna testified it was impossible to see inside the vehicle he photographed from that distance on the same date and time the witness described, and that the sun had yet to rise. The investigator also took a photograph from a booth in a Waffle House restaurant near Fredericksburg, Virginia. Another witness testified she was sitting in that booth the morning Kenneth Bridges was killed at a nearby Exxon station. She said she saw a dark blue Caprice drive into the parking lot of a Ramada Inn on the other side of the gas station, roughly an hour before the shooting. But in the defense photograph, the parking lot was obscured. Only the top of the motel building was visible. Tomorrow, both sides are expected to make their closing arguments, and the jury will be instructed as to how they should go about reaching their verdict. Then, as Mallette told jurors today, the case is in your hands. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Virginia Beach, Virginia.